This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tian, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Well, good afternoon. Great to have you with us here on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Sunshine, spring-like. I have to say spring-like because we're still a few days away from spring. Spring starts next Tuesday, March 19th. Along with the NCAA tournament. But great to have you with us. Hope to hear from you here on our program. And I'll keep an eye on the traffic situation. I-5 is kind of nasty here in Bellingham, at least right now. That accident still blocking the left lane of northbound I-5 right at the Lakeway on-ramp. And backups still past Samish Way anyway. Not quite to Old Fairhaven Parkway, but to Samish Way. So going slow there. They're working on clearing that. But once again, that's in the left lane, so you'll need to get over to the right to get past that crash there. Northbound I-5 at the Lakeway on-ramp. Southbound is also slow, but all lanes getting through. So just be patient. We'll keep you up to date on that. You know, I don't generally like to comment on what I hear on or the other talk shows here on KGMI, but there's plenty I could say, I guess, about Dennis Prager as I heard the tail end of his program. But one thing I will say is that we don't ask for money here. You don't have to donate to KGMI Connects, other than with your phone calls, your ideas, and your opinions. We don't ask for any monetary donations. We don't need that. If you want to patronize one of our great local business sponsors and advertisers, we highly encourage you to do that. But you don't have to send us money. Nah, we don't ask for that. But as I said, do hope that you'll contribute with your mind, man. That's all we ask. So let's get going here on this Friday afternoon. And Mark in Ferndale is on the line. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good, very good. What do you have for us?
Okay, this is a PSA for all the drivers in Ferndale.
Okay.
A lot of people know we have a new Thornton Road overpass. It comes off exit 263 on Portal, and then it runs along, and it turns into Thornton. It goes over the railroad tracks. And then the first intersection you come to is Malloy.
Okay.
So if anybody's familiar with Thornton and Malloy, now that before this overpass was there, that used to be a four-way stop.
Okay.
It was four stop signs. Well, now the people on Thornton Road do not have to stop. They make the people on Malloy stop.
Okay. So Thornton Road doesn't have to stop in either direction.
Correct.
Okay.
But the people in Malloy, and I'll give the city of the Ferndale credit. They put up new stop signs. They're flashing. They have lights around them. So it's pretty easy to see. But I live within probably not even a quarter mile away from this. And people blow by Malloy all the time like there's no stop sign. Hmm. I mean, this thing has only been here for like 3 or 4 months. And uh-huh. We've personally witnessed 3 pretty bad accidents.
Really? Wow.
People just go right by Malloy and do not stop.
Now, I guess
today, coming home,
uh-huh.
I'm keeping my eye. I'm coming up Thornton, and I'm watching this guy, and he just blows right in front. I mean, I lay on the horn. He just waves at me like, no big deal. It's like, people, look around. I mean, just because, you know, if there's a stop sign, stop. I mean, this is going to kill somebody.
Do you think it's a matter of people on Malloy just, I guess, assuming that that four-way stop is still there and that people on Thornton will stop? Just have that ingrained in their minds, do you think?
I guess. That's what I'm thinking. They're stop signs, plus they have red flashing lights around them.
Yeah.
So when you come up, you see this stop sign flashing at you.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like, people, just pay attention to your driving. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. And don't make any assumptions about the other drivers that they're going to stop for you or even slow down because.
Oh, exactly. Especially around that area. Yeah, you better. Okay. Yeah, just keep your eyes open. Joe, love the show and hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you calling. Okay. That's important information to get out there for sure. And so just assume. Don't assume that the other traffic's going to stop. Just stop, and you know, look both ways. Make sure the coast is clear, and then you can head out. But a good point. Let's see. Let's go to. And once again, we are following the traffic situation that are on I-5. It's still not good. Still got that accident blocking the left lane northbound at the Lakeway on-ramp. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening there. But let's go to Rich in Ferndale. Hi, Rich.
How's it going today, Joe?
Very good, very good. You go by that intersection?
I don't very often, but okay. I know what he's talking about. It's very odd, and I've seen those flashy stoplights, and I've heard from other residents, too, that it is a problem. They may want to go back to a four-way stop just to make it safer. And I think if there's enough wrecks, the city will probably do that. You just can't. It just comes down to safety, and if people are getting in wrecks over it, you know, just so you have a stop sign. You're in the city. You're not expected. It's not a super highway anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Or maybe make a stoplight there. Would that make sense?
They could. It's not a very large intersection, though.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know that there'd be a lot of room for poles and stoplights. It's a smaller country style. Molloy is an old chip and seal road.
Uh-huh.
Because that was out in the county at one time, and Thornton is nicely new and repaved, but the other roads are kind of old days roads. I don't know. Hopefully they do something, because if we have more wrecks, that's not cool.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. What's on your mind today?
Oh, Coach Kennedy story. So the caller yesterday who mentioned some other background information that he had found out about, it was his wife that had to terminate him and other things that were part of the story that, of course, we never heard. And I've found this out, too, with other local stories where what's presented is not the totality of the story. And I think that is what leads to people's anxiety and upsetness and, like, John being so Twitter-pated over certain things that he couldn't listen to the show anymore. People got to realize that there is always more to the story. And every once in a while, you find somebody on the inside that can fill in some blanks. So when we hear salacious, crazy stuff on the news, especially national stuff where we don't know nothing what happens in Washington, D.C., you know, it's just what is presented. I don't give it a lot of credibility. I mean, yeah, the things they said probably happened, but it's probably out of context, and there's probably way more to it. And to not let it get to you, because if you let it get to you, you will go insane.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. There is always more to the story. And just your mention of Washington, D.C., it's interesting because we met with Rick Larson, the second congressional district representative, came by the station last fall when, you remember, when they were the Republicans were struggling to seat a House Speaker. And all we heard
on the
news reports was that the House is at a standstill. Nothing is getting done. Well, the House wasn't at a complete standstill. And that's what I asked him. I said, so what are you guys doing? You just twiddling your thumbs to even go into work? And he said, oh, yeah, we're going in every day. Our committees are all meeting. We're working through legislation. We're doing all the normal stuff. Just the only thing that's not happening is the main part, the big show there on the floor where the Speaker convenes the House and they present bills for final votes and that sort of thing. So,
and all the other stuff doesn't make the news.
Right,
right.
The
only thing they talk about is the speakership.
Well, the House basically is at a standstill because they're not passing any legislation, but the behind-the-scenes work was still all going on.
Right. And then it's just sad how people take everything so literal when you really – news isn't super literal. It's generally a piece of the story. And with the consolidation of media corporations in the last three decades, I think that lends to that. There's how many real media corporations are there? 5 or 6?
Yeah.
It used to be the news stations had lots. Remember, you mentioned it too, way long time ago, you couldn't own more than 2 news stations, any owner.
2 radio
stations.
And then
that went away.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, radio stations. I think it was the same for television, wasn't it, way back in those days, or maybe not?
Well, I think, I don't recall specifically, but I think a television station, I don't know if a television, the owner of a television station could own radio stations in the same market. It was very, very segregated back in the day.
But that's good because you know what that is, Joe? That's diversity.
Well,
Diverse owners with different feelings and opinions. I mean, that's good.
And when it came to radio, I was really against relaxing those ownership rules because for us in the industry, it reduced our opportunities. It reduced competition because back in the day, say in a market like Seattle, you'd have different companies that would compete against each other in similar or the same format. You know, you'd have two rock stations going head to head, or two country stations, easy listening, I guess, or lighter hit stations. They would be going at each other, and they would it made opportunities for people who worked in those formats to you don't want
to
pay me, I'll negotiate with the guys across the street. And
the consolidation we see in America is not beneficial to anybody. It's the monopolization of everything. You know, Theodore Roosevelt figured that out 100 years ago. Monopolies are very bad for the consumer. You take away their choice, and in some cases, you raise prices of goods and services. But in the news business, you're eliminating other storytellers. You're down to, just a handful of broadcasters, and they can say a story. And that's, I think, how come Rush Limbaugh was able to play those clips where, like, eight stations saying word for word the identical newscast. And you're like, how can that even be? Well, they have a similar owner, or they're part of the same network, and they and the story gets out there, and there's no counter narrative, but that gets into the propaganda. It's not state run, but it's monopoly run, and when there's only a few corporations left, that's when the government gets involved because these corporations only have to wine and dine a couple people in the government, and then the government does the same to them to keep them their monopolies going. Then they work together on. Mm-hmm. The news they want to put out there. So,
although I don't know that it's as it's always so nefarious. I think
ultimate, not on purpose.
Right. The ultimate issue is that you've got these big corporations, fewer corporations that are employing fewer and fewer people, and who are stretched thinner and thinner, and having to cover more and more. And so, the whole product gets diluted, and that's unfortunate. But all right, Rich.
But what is happening with social media is different news venues have popped out. So there is a new segment of news that's come out in the last 10 years.
Yeah, the unfortunate part of it, though, is most of it is biased and to one side or the other.
Oh yeah,
it's not all biased. Yes, but no. I mean, there's always a human element in anything, but...
who writes the story? They put their opinion in it. It's just human nature.
But, I went to journalism school, and I was taught that you don't go into a story with a preset outcome in mind, or that the story... You let the story and the facts in the story take you where... take the story where it will go.
Right.
And
you
this don't determine...
Happened.
But I mean, you read a lot of stories and supposed journalism on the internet or social media, and that's what it is. It's advocacy that's masquerading as journalism. I would say.
What I don't like hearing is that because of climate change or because of systemic racism, we'll hear a news story, and at the end of it, because of this, because of that, and that's where I'm just done with them. I'm like, okay, you're not telling the news; you're just pushing your agenda because it's not about.
If a reporter says it's because of climate change, that's incorrect. But if a reporter, what they should be doing, and what most of them are doing, is they're quoting experts who say this is what happened. It's like when we report on a crime, we say the police say this is what happened, or witnesses said this is what witnesses told police. We don't say in our own words, we know what happened. We were there. No, it's quoting experts, and that's the whole idea. Thanks, Rich. I got to take a quick break. I got Jim and Robert on the line. We got plenty of time to get your calls, too, 360-676-5464.
Hello? Summer? You sound so far away. Oh, you're right. Now is the time to plan for AC. Yes, I've heard it's going to get hot. With Barron's preseason cooling special, you can skip the line and save big. Like free AC or heat pump big. With a deal like this, there's no better time to upgrade your whole home comfort system. Yes, get free AC or a free heat pump with purchase of a high-efficiency furnace. You'll stay cool and enjoy energy savings for years to come. Barron's home performance experts look beyond the box, finding you affordable ways to improve the comfort, health, and energy efficiency of your home. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Yep, right now you can get free AC or a heat pump with purchase of a high-efficiency furnace. I'd call Barron today and be sure to ask about 60-month special financing. Pay no interest upon approval. Don't wait. Those hot nights are just around the corner, and this offer won't last. See you soon, summer.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
Are you eligible for Medicare soon and feeling overwhelmed by all of the insurance plan information coming your way? Call Guided Solutions, formerly Vibrant USA, at 866-733-5111. Our goal is to make your move to Medicare as seamless as possible. We specialize in the health insurance plans to go with Medicare and can review with you how Medicare works, health plan options available, and how to get enrolled. There is never a fee for our service, and with offices in Linden, Bellingham, Freeland, and Everett, help is just a phone call away.
Solid pay, good benefits, training, even hiring bonuses. It's a spring job fair. Wednesday, March 20th, 2 till 6 at Four Points by Sheridan in Bellingham. Presented by Cascade Radio Group and HireMeWa.com. Talk one-on-one with potential employers, including the Bellingham Police Department, Hexcel, Pacific Security, Action Clean, Skagit Speedway, Walton Beverage, Whatcom 911, and more. Need a job? Be at the Spring Job Fair in Bellingham on Wednesday, March 20th from 2 to 6. Multiple industries and opportunities all on site ready to hire. Full-time, part-time, or seasonal. You need a job? Get back into the workforce or upgrade your current job. Employers on site include Lifeline Connections, the Ferndale School District, Northwest Workforce Council, a proud partner of WorkSource, the City of Bellingham, and more. Meet employers ready to hire all at one easy-to-find location, the Four Points by Sheridan in Bellingham, next to the Lakeway Fred Meyer, a production of Cascade Radio Group and HireMeWa.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us here on this Friday afternoon. And let me just check the traffic situation quick. Looks like they're getting that situation cleared. This is at Lakeway, blocking the left lane. Still a couple of vehicles there in the way, so traffic not getting by yet, but it looks like they're about to clear that situation. We'll keep you up to date, but things backed up still northbound I-5 past Samish Way, so just be patient. It looks like that should be moving fairly soon. Well, we want to hear from you, whatever's on your mind here on KGMI Connects. Jim in Bellingham joins us. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Doing all right.
Well, many times I talk about Michael Parenti and Gore Vidal and all that, and you kind of say things like, well, you know, there's a lot of good things that go on.
Yeah.
I know that.
Okay.
And, you know, like the weather's pleasant today, and there's a lot of people having fun, and I'm all for that. But I would like to draw your attention to there's a price to be paid for, you know, the fun we're having. I'm all for fun, you know, people enjoying the weather and doing fun things. But there is global warming. I would avert our attention to, not avert, but I would focus our attention to the last conference of parties. That's the COP28 or whatever that took place in United Arab Emirates or Qatar. And it was essentially a business meeting for oil executives. You know, they were just, they took completely control of it. Protesters were either banned or kind of pushed aside. And it's kind of depressing in a way. But, you know, we could say that scientists will save us all. There's a chance of that. But should we be inactive and not engaged in the sense that, you know, scientists will just bail us out because science is kind of part of the problem and part of the solution. So, yeah. You know, because science gave us the internal combustion engine and there's like electric vehicles coming online. And so I'm not saying it's either bad or good, but, you know, I prefer eco-socialism, that the environment, not just for global warming, but for the species. And it's nice to see the birds flying around. I did that yesterday, you know, and it's wonderful. But we are kind of destroying the planet ecological structure. And, you know, so I'm just trying to, you know, state what I believe is a good idea, that we should move towards eco-socialism, that we protect the environment. There's a group called Bioneers. I mentioned it on your radio station before. And I think that, you know, there are people that are sort of out of the limelight. You know, they're on the margins, but they're, you know, they have a impact, because I watched them on, when I go to Seattle, I watched them on Community Access Free Speech Television, which isn't widespread, but it's, you know, it's got Amy Goodman, Democracy Now, and okay. other, or, you know, so I'm making these points because I really enjoy people having fun with the weather. But, you know, we have serious problems we have to confront. So I'm glad you've allowed me to just take the time here on your program to say that.
Well, so, and I agree with you, Jim. We do have serious problems that need to be dealt with. At the same time, I mean, I don't think that, I mean, I don't want to let my life be overwhelmed by them and live in despair because we are in, because we are harming our world the way we are. I don't deny that. And we do need to make changes. And you're right, science plays a very active role. I mean, without science, we wouldn't know what was happening with the climate, or why the glaciers were melting, or why what kind of effects we're having. But because of science, we are able to determine that. And obviously, not everyone falls in line with that science or believes it, I guess, for lack of a better term. But you know, we're slowly changing, and a big part of that change is going to have to come, I believe. It's just going to have to come through the market, which is an easy way to say just through human behavior, I guess, and people adopting things like electric cars. And you know, we're just at the very, very cusp of that, you know, technology taking hold. And I think it's unfortunate, for instance, like the electric cars you buy are, they're tricked out with just about every bell and whistle you can possibly put on a car. You know, couldn't they be cheaper and go farther if they didn't have a zillion lights all around? They didn't have, ventilation systems that keep your seat cool and things like this. I mean, just all this extra stuff that it seems like manufacturers think they have to throw in there to entice people to this newfangled, you know, space age kind of technology. I mean, it seems yes, like, you know, make a couple of maybe, you know, a couple of, you know, just Toyota Corollas that run on batteries. It just seems like that would be a simple thing to do. But
you know, the electric vehicles, Joe, the electric vehicles take all sorts of rare earth minerals, and we subdue populations in order to create, you know, like they say in the Congo, a place that's the size of London, that is extracting cobalt and other rare earth minerals, you know, at $1 and $2 a day for the unfortunate black people that work in those mines and pits or whatever. So we have to consider all of that. And sure. I'm just saying that,
but
we,
I
know,
mean, you're
we
assuming
should, we
though.
Should be more together in our, okay. You know, working together is what I'm saying. So we don't have that kind of stuff. And the science that is good should be encouraged, and science that is bad should be not should be discouraged.
Okay. All right, Jim. Thanks for your thoughts. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more. We got Robert on the line, and hope to hear from you here on KGMI Connects. 360-676-5464. A quick check of the traffic situation there on I-5. And now that left lane is still blocked at this point, This is right at Lakeway, so you're still going to have to get over to the right to get past that situation. Traffic's still backed up northbound. We'll keep our eye on it. Looks like most of the vehicles in that situation have been moved out, but we'll let you know when it's clear and you can breathe a little easier. Back in a moment.
Where do you go to find the best steakhouse between Seattle and Vancouver, B.C.? Northwest Washington's famed Steakhouse at Silver Reef is the place for award-winning, unforgettable fine dining. Savor our Northwest-sourced, dry-aged USDA prime steaks, finished to perfection in our 1,800-degree broiler. Immerse yourself in world-class elegance. Browse our award-winning wine and spirit list, while our attentive staff help to create lasting memories. Reservations are recommended through SilverReefCasino.com or by calling Silver Reef Casino Resort.
At Silver Reef Casino Resort, we've got that. Escape the hustle and bustle of the city and get ready for a fun and relaxation-filled getaway. Luxury hotel rooms? Yep. Championship golf? Mm-hmm. Top-rated casino with all the best slots and table games? Yes and yes. World-class dining at the region's best and Wine Spectator award-winning steakhouse? Yes, please. The total package is only missing one thing. You. Silver Reef Casino Resort. Located off I-5, exit 260. We've got that.
Gearing up for spring? The staff at Kent's is too. Their first shipments of the season have arrived. Freshly dug from the growing fields, gorgeous magnolias, castle wall holly, and stunning coral bark maples. Plus, the fruit trees have also arrived. Apples, pears, quince, cherries, plums, filberts, and walnuts, and so much more. Kent's is now open daily. Stop in and let the staff at Kent's Garden and Nursery help you get your spring off to a good start. They know what to plant and where, and they've got everything to make your own sustainable garden flourish. Don't know where to start? Ask about their custom plant design service. You'll learn to create the sustainable garden of your dreams.
Whether you're a seasoned gardener or just starting out, come out to Kent's with 5.5 acres of plants to inspire you. Talk to their experts. They'll know how to put your garden on the right path for both you and future generations to enjoy. Kent's Garden and Nursery, the largest nursery in town, on Northwest in Bellingham and online at kentsgardenandnursery.com.
Are you eligible for Medicare soon and feeling overwhelmed by all of the insurance plan information coming your way? Call Guided Solutions, formerly Vibrant USA, at 866-733-5111. Our goal is to make your move to Medicare as seamless as possible. We specialize in the health insurance plans to go with Medicare and can review with you how Medicare works, health plan options available, and how to get enrolled. There is never a fee for our service, and with offices in Linden, Bellingham, Freeland, and Everett, help is just a phone call away.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Harness the power of the sun, reduce your carbon footprint, and save on your energy bills. Explore the advantages of going solar with West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
We sure are, and we hope you'll give us a call. And once again, that left lane still blocked at Lakeway. This is northbound I-5 at the Lakeway on-ramp. We got most of the vehicles cleared out of there, but we'll keep an eye on it. But traffic's still backed up past Samish Way, so just be patient. Actually, it looks like it's... backed up out to Old Fairhaven Parkway. So, but it's getting by. Just roll down the window and try to enjoy the fresh springy air out there. But right back to the phones here on KGMI Connects. Robert in Bellingham joins us. Hi, Robert.
Hello. I was going to talk about the consolidation of in the media and radio, and I had a big interest and still do in radio, but when I was in high school in the 70s, I was studying communications, and back then I think the rule was that no company could own more than 7 stations nationwide.
Yeah, that could have been. I forget. When I got into the business, it was a long time ago, and I just recall that in a city, say, the size of Seattle, one company could own one AM station and one FM station, and that's all.
Yeah, because I remember, in the 70s, one company could own the TV, FM, and AM of one station, but they couldn't own more than one outlet in the city. Like there was in Spokane, there was KHQ TV, radio, AM, and FM. And at some point, they were also owned by the newspaper, and they were ordered to the newspaper was ordered to divest at some point. But the irony is that a lot of conservatives vote for Reagan on Republican policies, and I think it was basically the Republicans that deregulated, and now they, you know, one company can own 100 stations or more, you know, nationwide.
Well, to be honest, it was you know, Republicans have traditionally pushed for deregulation. I think everyone would agree with that, and that's part of the conservative mantra. But when radio, for instance, and the Communication Act of 1996, Bill Clinton signed it. He didn't write it. Congress wrote it, but he signed it. He went along with that deregulation, and that was what really opened up the ownership rules. All of a sudden, companies could own 6 radio stations in a market, and it even loosened rules even further, allowing for at least they called them LMAs, as I recall, where they'd lease manage stations where they wouldn't be the owners on paper, but they would lease the signal from another company and pay them for that and then program the station. So in essence, they would have control of, you know, so one company, for instance, in a city the size, say, of Seattle would control all the rock stations, from classic rock to the hard rock to the light rock station to the alternative station. They'd try to block in the whole format, and they do that with all the different formats, and it did. It kind of blocked other companies out.
It isn't always necessarily a bad thing, because a lot of life is trade-offs. And I remember, you know, in the early days and even today, they try and say that the newsroom and so forth is independent from the business side of the business, because one company owns a bunch of stations doesn't mean that means the programming is all controlled from the corporate office. Because what was the problem back then was that most of television and radio came off the networks back then. So pretty much every station that might have been independently owned, but most of their programming came from, they were either playing music or the network. You know, you still had that issue, and you only had 3 networks, major TV networks, and then you had 4, you know, when Fox got going. But now you have the Internet, and I remember when the Internet was getting started, there's so much more variety now on the Internet that I remember thinking at first that I'd already died and gone into heaven, because I, you know, I'm an independent thinker, so I, you know, now I can have my own website and stuff like that. But of course, I underestimate how gullible people are, and now we have an unintended consequence. Yeah, everybody has a voice now on the Internet. Some things go viral, some things don't. Mm-hmm. But the problem, and when it goes viral, it gets a big audience. Otherwise, it's just lost in, like, being on the Internet is like being a needle in the haystack, because it's so much information out
there.
But now we have a situation where, you know, there's a lot of false information that gets, you know, that it,
I hear you.
their references and so forth. When the listeners need to check too, you know, when you hear stuff on the Internet, sometimes people fall for stuff that in the old days there was professional journalists that kind of were more the gatekeepers, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, Robert, appreciate it. Yeah, there are a lot of wannabe journalists out there, or people who claim they're journalists, but they're not trained, and I would say that by and large they are, even if unintentionally, they're and not necessarily biased. They're not trying to present information in a biased manner, but just how they present information and how, you know, their lack of verification of facts and that sort of thing. But thanks, Robert. Appreciate your thoughts. I want to get Ken in Linden on the line. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Very good. Very good. What's on your mind?
I was just wanting your opinion on the illegal immigrant from Mexico that was driving up, and in Oregon, they pulled him over, and he had a whole bunch of fentanyl, and he actually was living in Bellingham behind the Walmart encampment.
Mm-hmm.
And he had armed guards around his place at the homeless encampment.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a raid on, he had a storage facility in Linwood.
Uh-huh.
And he
was a despicable character by all accounts, and someone who I'm glad has been taken off the streets and has been prosecuted for that.
And hopefully gets deported if he's not a sanctuary city.
He was charged and sentenced in federal court. The federal government well knows where he is. He'll be in a federal prison to serve his sentence, and then I'm certain he'll be sent to whatever. I guess he was a Mexican national, so he'll be sent to Mexico after his sentence is served.
Yeah. I just wanted to hear your opinion on if you think that was right or not.
Well, I think absolutely. I think he should have been prosecuted for sure. And they're not the kind of people we want in this country, right? I've said many times, I think drug dealing, drug smuggling, they're different than immigration. And this guy didn't immigrate to find a better life or to improve his situation. He made his way here specifically to deal drugs and to be a scourge on society.
And he had enough fentanyl, according to what I read on KGMI, that he had enough fentanyl that would kill the entire population of Bellingham.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know. I was just throwing it out there.
All right, Ken. Well, I appreciate your thoughts on that. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, you bet. I've got to take a quick break. Just checking I-5 here real quick before we go to a break. And, left lane still closed, but it looks like they're just getting the last vehicle out of there. So hopefully that'll be moving pretty quick. And we'll be back in just a moment here on KGMI Connects.
Join the celebration of flight and the wonders of nature. The Wings Over Water Northwest Birding Festival, a magnificent weekend from March 15th to the 17th, marking 21 years of world-class bird watching. A journey through Blaine, Drayton Harbor, and other key areas, hosting an incredible variety of migratory birds. Discover a world with activities designed for every age. Embark on field trips, wildlife cruises, and immerse yourself in the beauty that surrounds us. The highlight, an all-day birding expo on Saturday featuring expert speakers, wildlife presentations, and live raptor shows that promise awe-inspiring moments. And for the young explorers, bird-tastic activities, arts and crafts will spark a love for the great outdoors. Browse through a selection of birding essentials from vendors, viewing stations, and guides introduce you to your favorite feathered friends. For all the information on this Northwest Birding Festival, visit WingsOverWaterBirdingFestival.com. The Wings Over Water Birding Festival, March 15th through the 17th, the celebration of birds, nature, and community.
Experience the best classical music Whatcom County has to offer in Linden. Join acclaimed piano soloist Jason Stoll as he returns for a two-concert engagement featuring Chopin and early 20th century gems for the piano. Come and hear why this rising talent has been called formidable with an infectious enthusiasm for music and his audiences. Only at The J. The Janssen Arts Center, March 22nd and 23rd. Visit JanssenArtsCenter.org for tickets.
This week with P&W Perks, experience delicious food and amazing service at The Mill at 7th in Linden for half the price. The Mill at 7th, Linden's hidden gem of a restaurant located under the windmill on Front Street, you'll find comfortable dining, exceptional service, and delicious food. If you haven't experienced the Mill, it's time for you to visit. The food and atmosphere at the Mill are always exceptional, and the service is top-notch. From the apple crostini appetizer to the outstanding burgers, you won't be disappointed. And don't leave without dessert. Try the cheesecake to satisfy your sweet tooth, or stop by for a craft cocktail, beer, or a glass of wine in the bar. Visit the Mill today for an exceptional date night experience, group parties, and catering options. Downtown Linden on Front Street under the Windmill. This Thursday at 8 a.m., get a $50 gift certificate at the Mill at 7th and Linden for just $25 at pnwperks.com. That's a 50% discount at the Mill on 7th, only at pnwperks.com this Thursday.
Roof leaking.
It would appear.
The same roof you were going to call Jostens Roofing about last summer?
Yeah.
Now what?
Could you just hand me a mop?
Sure, if you think you're going to use it now or wait till next year. Sorry.
A leaky roof? It's no laughing matter. Go to jostensroofing.com to schedule a free estimate. You don't have to wait till summer. Jostens Roofing will keep you dry and leak-free all year long. Spelled like Jostens. Visit J-O-O-S-T-E-N-S. jostensroofing.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
It looks like they have finally cleared that situation northbound I-5 right at the Lakeway on-ramp. So traffic is moving again. It's been backed up for a couple miles there, but should be getting going. So your patience has paid off. You'll soon be breathing easy and moving along there northbound I-5 here in Bellingham. Right back to the phones. Let's go to Keith over on Sandy Point Heights. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me again.
You bet.
Yeah, sometimes I don't agree with you, and sometimes you change my way of thinking and seeing things. So appreciate that.
Thanks.
I'm calling about the proposed 32-hour work week.
Uh-huh.
I was reading today where Bernie Sanders has got to try to get a bill going or something with it, and I guess I have to read more about it. Maybe you could shed some light on it. So if you work 40 hours a week and you make $1,000, and then you go to 32 hours a week and you make $1,000, you're putting in 80% of the workload, but you're getting 100% of the pay. So how do businesses make up that other 20%? And I'm just afraid where it's going to come from, people like me. But just a thought. But I worked in construction about 35 years, and some jobs we'd get onto, and the boss would say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Anybody that will work 4-10s, you can have 3 days off every week. You got to sign this waiver that the 4-10s will all be straight time. Well, uh-huh. We couldn't wait to sign it fast enough because we'd get a 3-day weekend. Or if you wanted to work Friday, it was time and a half. Saturday was time and a half. So that's how we did the 4-day work week. And if you wanted to, you could get 3 days off a week. So what are your thoughts on that, and how do you see it?
Yeah, I definitely see your point about, if people are working 8 hours less a week, then who's filling those hours or who is who's replacing that productivity? So that is a bit of a dilemma. And because the proposal, as I understand, would, guarantee the same pay if something like that were to go through. Is 40 hours necessary? Could companies get by with 32 hours a week from each of their employees? Maybe it's if we think about it just in like this is what's being produced now, I mean, could society get by with just moving a little bit slower economically? I'm just asking. I'm not trying to say that is correct, but if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think the idea may have come from I've read where some of the European countries work less than Americans do. They're more laid back.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's something that's going to need to take some time for the businesses to, like the court system. I'm sure they got to work 5 days a week to keep things moving.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses have to go 5 days a week, and I don't know if they hire extra people or how that works. I don't know, but.
Yeah.
Okay, just a thought.
Thanks, Keith. Good to hear from you. Thanks. Appreciate it. Let's go to Michelle in Bellingham. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe. I called in that accident on I-5, and I want to thank KGMI for giving us the ability to do that. I've probably called in, I talked to you a few times, but I've probably called in 2 or 3 dozen accidents in the past few years because I think it's good for all of us to do that as a community service.
Yeah, you know? You bet.
But a lot of radio stations do not let you do that, and it's to KGMI's benefit. And I commend KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group. I also want to commend, before I talk, I want to commend MyBellinghamNow.com. That's a terrific innovation. And I think it's one of the finest innovations I've ever seen in radio, and I have a lot of background in radio. And I can tell you right now, you guys are doing an amazing job.
Well, thanks,
so,
Michelle.
I just want everybody to know that that is there, and get off your phones, except the ones that you can call up the internet on KGMI, do that.
For sure, yeah.
Okay. Now, I respect caller Jim's, sincerity and apparent, I think he is sincere. But I also totally disagree with him. Socialism is the worst thing you could recommend, other than Leninism and communism, which I don't think will ever happen in America. But socialism is a terrible waste of human potential, and it makes people lazy. It goes against human nature. Giving government, of all things, the means of control is totally wrong. Private enterprise works much better than government in most cases. And I have been – the thing about work – for me, I worked ever since I was 12 years old, either full-time or part-time, and I have won over 200 awards of many various kinds.
Okay.
And I can tell you right now, to me, work is all about competition, doing the best you possibly can, and the thrill of knowing that you beat whoever else out. Whatever you were doing.
What about just doing a good job?
I mean, being the best at what you can do, that to me has been the biggest, most important thing in my life to try. Now, I haven't always been the best, but to try to be the best you can be. And if you can be the best in a given situation or arena or job competition, that's fabulous. And I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jack on Mercer Island. He's been hanging out. Hi, Jack. You made it down to a fancy, fancy spot.
Well, yeah, fancy people need work done, too.
Yeah, I guess that's right, yeah. So.
Yeah, so me and Mrs. Independently Wealthy were watching TV last weekend before the Oscars.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, how come Oh Brother, Where Art Thou didn't win an Oscar?
Yeah, that was a great movie.
You know, I thought so. I thought it was fantastic.
It was, yeah.
And wouldn't life be better? And I could have swore that Idiocracy won for Best Documentary, but...
another great movie.
Yeah. Anyhow, I don't know if I told you this or not, but Bon Scott's first group was a group called the Valentine.
Really?
Yeah, real campy 60s style music. But there's a couple of tracks that where he's singing, and you could almost see his impish grin on Let There Be Rock, kind of the way he's singing.
Really?
He was an attitude singer to me more than an actual good vocalist. He was just, just conveyed an attitude through the speakers. But
so what was the name of his first group?
The Valentines. And also the bassist of the Valentines ended up being the manager or the founding member of the Divinyls.
Okay. Wow.
And
okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're a font of knowledge, Jack. I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
You too, my man. And rewatch. And if you haven't seen it, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Rent it or watch it if you can find it on streaming. So it's a great movie. As is Idiocracy in a different vein. It's a little silly, but pretty fun. JT in Bellingham has been holding on. Hi, JT.
Oh, hey, Joe. How you doing?
Very good. Very good.
I just wanted to call and just to mention to Sue Mayer in Bellingham. are cleaning up the alleys downtown.
Okay.
I mean, it's just amazing what she's done, getting the riprap, getting those people, you know, like, out of the alley. It just got horrible there. She's been building for a long time, and she's really put the focus in on it and got super results.
All right. Fantastic. I haven't been down to see haven't been downtown, I guess, to really check it out. But I'll get to try to get down there this weekend, ride my bike down there. And we got just a minute or so left. Ed, down on Samish Island, I guess, and in relation to us here in Bellingham, joins us. Hi, Ed.
Maybe out on Samish
Island. Out on Samish Island, yeah. But is it really an island?
You know it isn't.
Okay.
Competition, being the best you can be, self-reliance, market, capitalism. It all sounds okay, and it might be in a country like Finland or Japan, Scandinavia, Britain, France. That's because capitalists need to be taxed, regulated, and wealth needs to be redistributed. What do you think?
Well, I tend to agree. I mean, within reason, I think people have a right to be wealthy if they're able to accumulate wealth. But at the same time, society needs to, when it gets too out of balance, and like anything, thanks, Ed, it's like with the ecosystem, if one species is too dominant, the ecosystem falls apart and becomes unlivable for everyone. And that's kind of the same way with the economy, I would say. But that's my thought, and we are out of time. So hopefully what people said here on the program will sink in over the weekend, and we'll hear from you on Monday here on KGMI Connects.